Good morning. You've got Brad Knight for the Pinion Early Morning Markets Update, Monday the 1st of December. So look, as we start another month, a very familiar story with these overnight markets. Not a huge change there. Currency up very slightly. Wheat futures mostly sideways in the wheat. And rapeseed futures and canola also mostly unchanged, but maybe a slight little bit of downside there due to the currency being a bit firmer against the euro. So all in all, yeah, no major guidance from those overnight markets. But look, we can really continue to be locally in a market that is driven by, is that word again, order flow, just with still stacked towards the buyer side, being more of a seller's market as buyers stay on the shorter side of the market for early export shipments and in Victoria, particularly for domestic coverage, there's still sort of firmness there in bids, particularly wheat. It was barley. It has started to subside to some degree, but particularly wheat now in that ASW class or lower, still some reasonably urgent buying for a lot of the domestic processors and direct end users. That sort of is still the case in canola to some degree as well. The domestic crushers are the most aggressive on the bid side, particularly around their bulk handling assets. And we expect to see the same on wheat as wheat harvest kicks into gear too. So that's why we're short-term sellers, just against that firmness while Victorian values are above replacement. So anytime you do find a market that is trading above replacement value, one or two things will happen. We'll either get us fill and fall back to replacement value, or if it stays short long enough, that replacement value will go up. But while we've got an environment where world markets are pretty stable, no one's really chasing a huge amount of grain, expect to see that we might stay, at replacement value till they get their cover, and then really the other key thing, particularly in Victoria, will be how asset holders handle this season. If margins are tight, how much of their elevation margins will they give up to keep the lights on in their elevation facilities, packers or boat loading? So certainly going to be an interesting one to see how it plays out and become more obvious when everything's in the bin and crop size is more known and also quality profile as well. So that's the other thing that will happen over the next couple of weeks will be the quality profile of the wheat crop become more obvious, which will really guide sort of domestic pricing to some degree and what exporters do target for their next round of vessels in the new year. I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you.